For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to the Deep Drive Nola Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter now at MLB Nerds. With my co-host Ryan, you can find him on Twitter at Ryan Garcia SM. You can find James, our other co-host James, you can find him on Twitter at James Valentinas. And Jackson, you can find him on Twitter at JacksonDells2. It's been a while. I've been moving, so I haven't been able to be on this, so I'm happy to be back. Today's episode, we're going to be doing our playoff predictions.
We're happy you're back. Just kidding.
You are?
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I didn't anticipate you did. But thank you, Ryan. And happy birthday to Ryan. It is Ryan's birthday, and he's taking some time out of his day to record with us here.
That's because Ryan's the best, you know?
Yeah. He's
I have no friends and no life, and there was no one willing to.
Okay, we're gonna have to make it so depressing.
We're gonna be doing our playoff predictions. We're gonna leave our top 10 players in the playoffs with an honorable mention, and we'll answer some questions that you guys asked earlier today on my Instagram story.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Fuck Zuckerberg, he almost fucked their entire thing up today, but they fixed it. So. That's good. So let's get into our predictions. Let's get right into it. Let's start with our AL wildcard predictions. I think we're going to have a tie here, mainly with biases, but we'll see.
No bias for me.
I am the only person here who is unbiased, and I'm picking the Red Sox. You are very biased,
but let's be right.
I am not biased.
AL wildcard, we got Yankees versus Red Sox, Gerrit Cole versus Nathan Eovaldi. And I'm taking the Yankees here. I'm going to have them winning 7-3.
We got scores.
Are we doing? Yeah. I don't care about
make a fucking scores. Random score. Or I guess
yeah. Okay.
I don't care about the score. Yankees will lose 5-4.
Okay. Ryan, who do you have?
Walk off.
I have
bomb
the Yankees
Devers
over the Red Sox. It'll be Giancarlo Stanton hitting a 3-run home run to put the Yankees up by 2 runs. As no. They win a 5-3 victory.
Right.
It will be off of Garrett Whitlock, who, by the way, sucks cock. So, yeah.
All right, and Jackson.
I have the Boston Red Sox winning.
All right, yeah, we know.
6-2.
Okay,
Nathan
so
Nathan Eovaldi goes 7, gives up 1. Matt Barnes comes in, gives up a home run to Stanton, and Devers goes yard.
This honestly feels very realistic. Like, I think that's a very realistic situation.
That could happen. We also have to be honest with ourselves here. The Yankees do have Gerrit Cole on the mound here, who is marginally better than, like, significantly better, excuse me, than Nathan Eovaldi. The Yankees are better than the Red Sox. The Yankees are better than the Red Sox. The Yankees pitcher, the Yankees are favored here every way. Like, unless you think there's some devil magic shit that's going to go on, then
but should have. It's a one-game playoff. So anything.
Are they favored in every way?
I mean, yeah, would they not have like the Red Sox?
Gerrit Cole against the Red Sox in 2021, 4.91 ERA.
Nathan Eovaldi,
3.71 ERA.
Wait, Ryan.
Nathan Eovaldi sucks.
Nathan Eovaldi got like shelled the last time he played, but regardless,
Gerrit Cole gets shelled every time.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole has never not gotten shelled by the Red Sox.
Right.
Gerrit Cole has that best pitching in the month of September.
He does actually. I actually wrote that in the ESPN.
Shout out Max Bay.
You got my what about him?
Well,
that was Devin Fink. Sorry.
Well, Max Bay just got hired by the Astros. So.
Oh, congrats to him. Didn't Connor get hired by him too? By the Astros. That's good for them. All right. So Yankees, Red Sox, we've had a tie here. I do think the Yankees will win. They're favored, but you know, anything can happen. It's a one game playoff.
It's also in Fenway.
Yeah, but the Yankees
Yankees
have beaten Boston up a lot.
Yeah, they just swept a series in Fenway, so you're not really helping yourself. But anyways, let's move on to the NL wild card. Cardinals, Dodgers. I can't bet against the double magic here, but this one really could go either way. I'm taking the Cardinals. I don't want to look stupid.
Oh,
I really don't want to look. I don't want to look like an idiot. I think the Cardinals are going to win. And the only reason is the Devil Magic. They also have a really good lineup. Obviously, Scherzer's obviously favorite pitching against Adam fucking Wainwright. But the Cardinals bullpen is good. I would say it's comparable to the Dodgers. And their lineups are both very good. I don't know what they're doing at first base. They might play Bellinger there, who's not very good. Or Matt Beattie. Matt Beattie's probably a better option, to be honest. But I could really see this one being a toss-up. I mean, all one-game playoffs are a toss-up, and I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. Ryan.
So I would love to go with the Cardinals here for all the reasons you mentioned, Devil Magic, all that stuff. You know, Adam Wainwright's going 7 innings, run ball, you know, like 3 strikeouts, no walks, some shit like that. But I got to pick the Dodgers, I feel like. I mean, I can't really bet against the Dodgers. They're a team that they're so stacked. They're so loaded. But at the same time, it's a one-game playoff. Anything could happen. Like, it could be the Dodgers versus the Orioles, and the Orioles can win that game still because it's a one-game playoff. Like, it's the most as random as it can be. And baseball is a very random sport. I don't really care about home field advantage. I think it matters the least in baseball compared to all the 4 major North American sports. I think this would be a close game. Like, I think it's the game that gets decided in the 9th inning. You know, I don't think this is going to be like a blowout. Like, I think the records are not reflective of how good these two teams are going to play in that game. I think the Dodgers are amazing, and so I'm going to pick them, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals pull it out. And I think if the Cardinals do pull it out, it's because Tyler O'Neill hits like 3 home runs in that wild card game because he's on fire.
James.
Dodgers. Easy. Dodgers. Like, they're a better team. And
I mean, no shit, but like, do they have Devil Magic?
I don't care.
You should.
Really should. I regret. I really thought I had all the Cardinals fans, and I was ready to pull the receipts up, and then they won 17 fucking straight games, and now here we are. And I can't.
Hey, Jackson.
Any?
Yeah.
Are you writing down these predictions, or should I do it?
You can do it, James.
Jackson, who's your pick?
I'll tell you how the game's gonna go. So the Cardinals are gonna score 2 runs in the first.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers are going to put up 1 in the bottom of the first, and then Scherzer's going to shut them out for like 6 innings, and the Dodgers are just going to put up 8 runs in that time period, and they're going to win 9-2.
That's okay. So we got 3-1
because
here.
The Cardinals stink.
Yeah, but the Cardinals.
And the Dodgers are gridded baseball. Max Scherzer's pretty good. Adam Wainwright is old.
Whatever. 3-1. I could see the Dodgers winning this one. So, yeah, I mean, it's a one-game playoff. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Nope.
Okay, let's move on to the ALDS. Let's start with the Astros-White Sox. I have the Astros winning this in 3 games.
I, Ryan Garcia, ESM, have the Chicago White Sox.
No way.
My White Sox pulling it out. 5 games, baby. Game 4. They're going to be down 2 runs. Tim Anderson's coming up with a 3-run jack, walk-off bomb off of Kendall Graveman. The White Sox will win game 5. White Sox in 5, baby. Put it in the books. Lance Lynn is shoving game 1. I trust my ace, Lucas Giolito, my Cy Young pick, my ace.
Wait.
He's shoving in Houston. Yeah, they're going to win 5.
Who picked the Dodgers and who picked the Cardinals? Jackson, you picked Dodgers?
Everybody picked the Dodgers.
Except for Jack.
Okay, so Jack has Astros in 3. That's a fairly easy pick for me.
Jackson, what about you?
I'll take the Astros in 4. I think Tony La Russa is going to sack bunt at the wrong time.
Oh, that could happen. But I don't like. I think the idea that the Astros are like far superior is so weird. Like they're not. They're just
yeah,
not.
They are. No, yeah, they are.
The White Sox have so much talent. Not.
The White Sox are
and a good
pitch. The White Sox have a 119 WRC plus.
You say 119?
Dude, the Astros 7.
Yeah, no, the one, a 109 WRC plus.
Yeah, and, seven okay, and the Astros are 116. Like, they're just better.
Okay. I understand that. But the White Sox have the best pitching staff in the American League. And the Astros are pretty there are 89 ERA minus the White Sox 87 and a 4.11 Team Sierra to the White Sox 3.73. Why can't I call the Astros a luck merchant pitching team? Like they're not that good of a pitching
team. It really doesn't matter when you're
because you're talking about a sample size. It's like What?
That's a full season. Fucking, what are you talking about?
It's a full season of 162 games of 9 innings. Like, that is not, like, that is so many innings that I don't care about their luck stats.
Yes, I do care. I think your Sierra and your XFIP as a team define you. I think ERA is a very terrible way to measure run prevention. Honestly,
I think you said it's terrible. Maybe the argument against ERA for run prevention would be the defense, but the defense is exactly the same for all these pitchers. And so,
No. The White Sox have a significantly worse defense than the Houston Astros. And on top of that,
which is the prop they're playing.
Hear me out. But the White Sox have the White Sox are the most 100 mile or 95 mile per hour pitchers or 100 mile per hour pitches thrown. They have one of the just most talented pitching staffs in baseball. The Astros are going
throwing to hard. Go doesn't make you talented.
Velocity. First of all, velocity does play a lot into how good. Can play a lot into how good of a pitcher you are. That's just true. Like, velocity does play a huge factor into how good of a pitcher you are. Two, the White Sox are going to have a much better pitching staff with a lineup that, by the way, posted a 109 WRC plus when Grandal didn't play a full season, when Robert didn't play a full season, when Eloy slumped after coming back, when you had Tim Anderson not playing a full season, he got suspended, he had a couple injuries here and there. Cesar Hernandez started off slow. Like, they had a lot of different things go wrong for them. Well, I'm saying that got tacked on to some, you know, injury stuff. Like, I'm trying to use as much narrative ball as I can right now.
I get what you're saying here, but
I'm pulling all the narrative ball.
I don't know where this idea that they have such a significantly better pitching staff comes from.
But by proxy, then that means when we pick the next ALDS between the Rays or the Red Sox or Rays and the Yankees, if you're not picking the Rays to sweep either of those two teams, you're just hating on the White Sox because the White Sox are.
I am hating on the White Sox.
The White Sox and the Astros are a significantly smaller gap. You would have to pick the Yankees to like lose in two games against the Rays if you think the White Sox are getting swept.
I don't agree with that because
the White Sox are a much better team. But what advantage do the Rays not have over the Yankees that's just as great, greater than the ones the Astros have over the White Sox?
I think the Astros...
They're going to get swept.
I would take the Astros over the Rays in four, all right? That's just... I want to put that in perspective.
You mean in an ALDS or an ALCS?
In ALDS, I would take the Astros over the Rays in four games. I think the Astros...
I'm still sticking with the Astros being the best team in the American League.
What makes them clearly the best team?
Their seven hitter has a 145 WRC plus. Just like there's
first
no
of all,
way
who
to stop this offense.
The White Sox too when he's better than any pitcher on the Astros by far. Like he's
I think,
by far
I
the
think
best pitcher on, any, on the
I
White,
get,
on
look,
either two teams.
I get what you're saying, but the Astros pitching for me is good enough to where it doesn't matter too much considering how just insanely good their lineup is. And you got to consider also that Martin fucking Maldonado is like a 58 WRC plus, and that's really dragging their average down. And yes, I understand he's going to play a bit, but I think Jason Cash will get the majority of the starts and he's 120 WRC plus. So like, do I think the White Sox can compete? Yes. Do I think they can take a couple games? Do I think they could even win it? Sure. Because, you know, it's a playoff series. Anything can really happen in a playoff series, especially with two teams that are competent. But do I think the Astros are definitely a better team? Yeah, I would definitely say they're a better team, and I would, you know, take them here in three. I could see it going four games. I could even say I could see it going five games, but I'm going to take them here in three.
Are we really that sure that Lucas Giolito is a better pitcher than everyone on the Astros?
Yes.
Because he didn't have a better season.
I think Framber Valdez would be
I've done the research. He's
but what research? Like –
Lucas Giolito, since the start of the 2020 season, ranks ahead of every Astros pitcher in ERA minus FIP minus xFIP minus skill interaction.
You just said ERA isn't good.
Yeah, but I'm using all of these metrics so that we can. Because
I think Lance McCullers is better than any pitcher on the White Sox.
He is not. He's just not. Like they have similar barrel rates against at 5.9%, and Giolito strikes out more guys and walks.
If I had to rank them, I'd go Giolito 1, Valdez 2, McCullers 3. And then like Lynn or
I'm taking Lynn over McCullers. How are you not taking
Lynn
over
McCullers?
How is
I'd take
I feel
Cease,
like,
honestly.
I would take Cease over McCullers. I would take
he's
Lynn over McCullers.
Whoa.
What how can you argue Valdez over okay? So if the argument is LMJ Valdez over Lynn because of talent, how is Cease not ahead of like every pitcher not named Valdez?
Wait, how are we talking about talent for Valdez over Giolito? He had a better results and a better like He had a better exit this year.
Pitch fewer innings, by the way. Also, Sierra better.
All right, because he got hurt.
We should move
on. Yeah, well, that's his problem.
We should move on.
Yeah, but he's not hurt. Like, we're talking about a playoff series.
Okay, so Luis Robert's the best player on either team, right? Because he's a 7.1 R-War player per 650, and the Astros don't have that. And the only reason Robert doesn't have the sample size is because he got hurt.
Okay,
how does that sound?
And the only reason why Bregman doesn't have the sample size is because he got hurt.
Are you saying that Luis Robert is a guaranteed 7-1 player over 162?
Are you saying Framber Valdez is a guaranteed 3.14 ERA starter over a full 162?
I think you say that. I can't guarantee it, but I think you would say that. It's mainly because Robert's production, don't think a that kind of – what's his WRC, like 160? I don't think that's really
sustainable. That's not going to happen.
I think Valdez is really good. I think his curveball is really good. I think his sinker has been kind of mad this year, but his sinker was a lot better last year. I think his injury had a lot to do with it at the beginning of the season. So I think we should leave it at that because we'll go too long about this. But I definitely think that, you know, I think using sample size is one thing, but I think sample size needs a lot of context considering like who you're talking about. All right. Let's move on.
I'll be back.
Other ALDS. James and Jackson have Red Sox Rays. Ryan and I have Yankees Rays. I have the Rays in five.
Ryan, what? Oh, I picked the Yankees. So do I go based on
come
Yankees?
On.
Oh, Yankees, like Yankees.
Oh, Rays. I thought you meant.
I'm saying I'm going based on that pick, right? Not on Red Sox.
Yeah.
Rays. Right.
No, okay, cool. All right. So I'm picking the Rays to win that series in four games.
Okay.
Wait, so you have the Rays over the Yankees.
In four.
Jack has the Rays over the Yankees.
I think the Yankees easily win this, but I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
No, I don't think they could. I don't.
I feel like the Rays are, like, I don't trust their pitching, but whatever.
What? I don't get the – you see, I don't get the Rays out either.
The entire organization.
They played in the best division all of baseball and won 100 games. Like, they bitch-slapped the Yankees. They bitch-slapped Toronto. They bitch-slapped Boston. Like, I trust them.
Didn't Boston beat them a bunch?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Boston beat them.
Boston fucking
stop? James, who did you pick, though, in this year?
I will reluctantly pick the Rays. Fuck it.
You hate the Yankees.
I would take.
Oh, you pick the Red Sox.
I pick the Red Sox. I'll pick the Red Sox. I don't care.
I like.
You think Chris Sale's actually gonna? I'm sorry. Do you think Chris Sale's gonna outpitch Shane Boz in a playoff start? Because I don't.
Yes. Yes.
No. Shane Boz is that guy. Shane Boz is that guy. Right, he's shutting down. Like
imagine the Red Sox.
As much as I love the Red Sox, I am picking Tampa Bay because I love Tampa Bay.
James.
I'll go four. I think that the Rays are just too deep with their pitching and they're too smart with their lineups and it just
can't
work out for them.
Let's see. Okay. This might be the hardest series to pick here.
Interesting. James is going to pick a team with a worse WRC plus and a worse ERA minus.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
When he picked the White Sox to get swept.
Oh, in one series, it's all about matchups. You know, it's not like who's better overall.
I'm not saying
that all kind of goes out the window.
But I'm not saying it's impossible for the Rays to win this
game. You realize that these are four game series, like they're five game series. Doesn't matter.
No, wait.
I mean, a season stats doesn't matter. It's just about who matches up better.
No, all
I mean,
I'm saying
if you the Nationals were a significantly worse team than the Dodgers in 2019 and they won because they matched up.
All I'm saying
and they pitched well.
I really believe, like, if we look at 2020, and you can say what you want about 2020. It was a five-game series, Yankees-Rays. Rays won in five, and the Rays are definitely, I would say, a worse team than they were. Actually, maybe not worse. They're probably a similar team they were last year.
And their pitching's a lot better.
Their pitching's a lot better. The lineup's a bit worse. They got Franklin's really good. The Yankees are better.
They're not getting, like, the production of, like, Brousseau and Wendell that they were, but.
Well, I'm mainly saying, like, the Rays got a bit better. The Yankees got, I would say, pretty significantly better. With Gallo and
say they're about the same team as they were last year. Like, I just don't have faith in this team to do much.
I think it's hard to have faith as a Yankees fan. It's hard, but I think you got to like look at it, try to look at it from an unbiased perspective and say, like, you know, the Rays are a really good team, but in a five game series, the Yankees lineup. And I think this is where I'm going to use the term on paper here. And I by on paper, I mean like coming into the season and like a true talent level. I think true talent I think is kind of overlooked in the playoffs. You really got to look at true talent a lot because it is a five-game series and you're not really projecting for a full season. True talent-wise, are the Yankees a better team than the Reds?
No.
You don't think so?
Because I don't think – I think the ceiling for these guys.
I would say on paper, like as a true talent team, I would say they are better.
But I would say that we have to adjust, though, because, like, I don't think Urshel is the same player he was. Like, what we perceived him as coming into the season as he is.
Coming into the season, the Yankees were a better team than the Rays, and they added Joey Gallo. They added Anthony Rizzo. Like,
but Rizzo's probably worse than 2020 Boyd.
Yeah, I guess. I would say they're similar-ish because of defense, but maybe not.
Because Rizzo's like a negative 6 DRS guy this year. So,
but here's the thing also with Rizzo is he could easily, you know, go off in one series. He's a really good hitter. He's a good player.
Yeah, but he sucks in the playoffs. Like,
I just don't trust. Like, I'm not saying that's impossible.
Rizzo historically sucks in the playoffs.
Like, I'm not going to say anything's impossible in the playoffs. Like, that's just dumb. Like, that would just be ignorant and, like, not knowing baseball. But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to say the White Sox are going to get swept, but at the same time say, like, oh, well, the Red Sox and the Yankees, like the Rays, like, they're better than them. Yeah, sure, but anything's possible. And, you know, like, I just think
Ryan, you realize that picking playoff series is not, it's not like a mathematical thing. It's just like,
yes, I think it is actually. I think you can bring it. Yes, it is a mathematical thing.
No,
there's too many random effects.
There's too much randomness to mathematically pick five games and always be right.
Yeah,
I understand that. No, I completely get that. I'm just saying there's a – like, if you ran the ALDS 100 times, the Rays are winning the majority of those series. The White Sox and the Astros, however they've split up, I say maybe the Astros are winning the majority of those series. But I'd say that that's closer. Like, the Astros maybe win 55%, and I think the Rays win around 60%. Like, that's how I see it. Like, that's how my brain pictures it. Like, out of 100 simulations, the Rays are very – more.
I think the playoffs add such an element of randomness that looking at true talent rosters are somewhat of a better idea than looking at just a season-wide production, if that makes sense.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, well, the Yankees have more white players, and so they suck. And so that's how
I'm I like, just don't care about the season that they just had. It matters, but not that all that
like,
much.
What is the correlation between a player's production in the like their postseason and then their regular season? I would assume it's very low.
It's basically just a random sample.
Like, it's so random because it's such a small sample size.
What was Altuve?
You should just pick gritty players.
Plus like 80.
Last season, Altuve had 200 plus WRC plus in the playoffs.
WRC plus in the playoffs, and like an 80 in the 60 game regular season. It's just sample sizes are so small in the playoffs. Like, you really have to. I think when you look at these kind of series, true talent is the best way to evaluate a player.
And like, and then I don't know how much value you put into this, but Altuve has a career 153 WRC plus in the last.
Do I care? White Sox in three.
I don't think it means that. I don't really care about that, but I do see what you're saying. We should move on. By the way,
and you never like a random dude could just have the best, you know, 20.
Yeah, like a Rosarena.
I mean, that happens all the time.
Do
you
want to pick our Randy or Rosarena? Like, who we think is going to pull a Randy or Rosarena? Like, it could be a good player, or bad player, just going to have like a insane postseason and just like. You know,
I'd not be me if I didn't take Gallo.
I already picked Luis Robert.
I'm riding
that guy.
Let's start with Braves and Brewers. I will take the Brewers here in four.
I will agree with the Brewers. I'm taking them in about 4 to 5 games as well. But I wouldn't be shocked with the Braves. I think that's a little bit more close matched because the Braves have like some double magic in the second half and the Brewers. I'm not taking the Brewers' September struggles too seriously because the last two teams to go like 4-10 won the World Series was the 06 Cards and the – which Yankee team? Was it the 2000 Yankees? It was the 2000 Yankees, I think.
Wait, so who are you picking, Ryan?
Brewers, same thing. 4 or 5 games.
Brewers. Yeah. I'll pick the Brewers. I think they'll probably sweep them just because of their pitching.
That's possible.
I have a sweep, like, too.
Those three guys are just so good.
I think Max Fries
even with Devin Williams being the dumbest guy on planet Earth.
Yeah, how do you fucking whatever?
Well, I think that injury hurts them more in the NLCS than does in the DS.
I don't think it matters because they have so many pitchers.
That's true. All right, let's do Cardinals or Dodgers versus Giants. I'm taking the Giants here in 4 games.
So, I picked the Dodgers, and I'm gonna stick with I'm gonna go with the Giants. I think Kevin Gausman's gonna have the game of his life in game two after Webb throws a gem in game one, and Gausman's going 7 scoreless, 11 strikeouts, 1 run given up. Dodgers are helpless. They don't know what to do.
See, this is a really tough series to pick. Cause like
If I had the Dodgers here, I would probably take the Dodgers in the 7-game series, but I like the Giants in a shorter series. But go ahead. Sorry.
The Dodgers lineup is so good. And there's more like it's more interesting to me to see the Dodgers move on. Like I'd rather see the Dodgers move on just because like they have so much firepower in that lineup that I would want to see them play the Brewers more than I would want to see the Giants play the Brewers. But I did go to that one Giants Brewers game this year, and it was like an incredible game. I don't know. I'm gonna stick with the Giants in 5. But I'm not sure about that pick. I don't love that pick.
I have Dodgers, Giants, and I'll go Dodgers in 4. I think the Dodgers pitching is a lot deeper than the Giants. Even without Kershaw, because you got Scherzer going the wild card game. He'll go game, 4? So you have Bueller, Urias, and you can throw whoever the fuck you want.
Butane is not good. Like, he's just not better than Webb.
All right.
Webb is going to outshove him.
Just shut up, Brian.
Sucks. Sorry, he's just ass.
ALCS. Even with Muncy being out, too.
Just ass, bro. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he's got to accept it. Dude sucks.
ALCS. I have Astros raised. I got the Astros winning in 6 games.
I've got my White Sox and my Tampa Bay Rays. And I've got my Chicago White Sox pulling it out in 7 games. This time on a Luis Robert walk off of game 6.
I have the Red Sox here. They're just not good. They're not as good. Like, I picked them because I don't like the Rays. And
why'd you, you go from the Red Sox over the Yankees, then you go to the Red Sox over the Rays?
I picked them because I like them. Honestly, I don't like, I do this
interesting
a lot,
that you like the city of Boston more than you like the city of New York.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Interesting.
I don't like the city of Boston more than I like the city of New York.
Interesting.
I just don't like the Yankees because fuck the Yankees. But I will pick the Astros, probably 4 or 5 games, quick series, you know. And then I'll leave this to Jackson.
I have Astros Rays, the rematch of last year, and I have the Rays in 6. I, again, just love how deep the Rays pitching staff is. And I think their offense is going to come up with big hits. Wander Franco, ALCS MVP.
Got a lot of grit there. All right.
We should actually pick those. World Series MVP, ALCS MVP, whatever.
Okay, ALCS MVP, I have Carlos Correa here.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't actually write it down. So what, ALCS MVP, NLCS MVP, World Series MVP. All right, Jackson, who do you have?
Wander Franco.
Franco. What about NLCS? Oh, we're not there yet.
Not there yet.
All right, and then
you said Robert?
Luis Robert, baby.
I feel like this is too easy of a pick, but I'm just going to go with it. I'll go Alex Bregman, and then you'll go Carlos Correa, Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to take Correa.
All right, NLCS. We have...
I have...
Brewers. Jack has Brewers, Giants. Okay, so me, Jack, and Ryan have Brewers, Giants, and then Jackson has Brewers, Dodgers.
I'm taking the Brewers here in 7 games.
Ooh.
The city of Milwaukee, they will have another team going to a championship round. Milwaukee Brewers, baby, in the World Series.
They've got such good pitchers.
I feel like I started this movement.
I'm picking the Giants.
I like it. I like the pick.
I'm picking the Brewers in 6. They're pretty similar to the Rays in how deep they're pitching, even without Devin Williams. They'll be okay because they got Jake Cousins, who's really good.
He's good.
Who are your MVPs here? There's a correct answer to this question, by the way. Ooh, that's not the correct answer.
That's kind of.
I'm going to go the former Ray, Willy Adames.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Okay.
Since like July 24th, by the way. I'm just going to...
I'm going with my... This is tough. Because the Brewers don't really have that great of a lineup or offensive pieces. I guess I'll go Burns or Woodruff. I'll go Woodruff. I'll go Woodruff. I think Woodruff.
I feel like sleeper pick Christian Yelich might be. Like, because Christian Yelich is good enough that he could just, like, have one of those postseasons where he just, like, rakes.
Okay. And Jackson, but, who's your NLCS MVP pick?
Willie Adames.
He just said it.
Right. Mine. Two former Tampa Bay Ray shortstops is my.
Well, one isn't a former Tampa Bay Ray
shortstop. He will be a former shortstop.
All right, so from the Giants. Go Brandon Crawford. Go Chris Bryant. Go.
I take Logan Webb here if I was picking the Giants.
I don't love the pitchers for MVP picks for when they only make two starts. Like, he'd really have to shove.
Steven Strasburg literally won World Series MVP in 2019.
And Steven Strasburg made two starts and a relief appearance.
Well, honestly, Jack, facts don't really care about your feelings, buddy. And you know, I think you're just wrong.
Go love
Mom. I'm picking Chris Bryant because I like him. Now,
World Series. Sets up
World Series. We'll start with Jackson. Rays, Brewers.
I love the Rays too much. I'm going with the Rays in five. The Rays are just. I think I doubted them, and I will never do it again. They're just so good, so deep. I mean, you got, like, Andrew Kittredge, Patino McClanahan. Fleming's, like, their worst guy, and he's still all right.
He sucks.
He did pretty well.
He sucks.
He's still all right. I mean, Yarborough's good, and Baz is good. They're just loaded.
All right, who's your MVP?
Wander Franco. Come on.
Again? All right. Yeah. All right, I got the Astros and Giants. I'll probably just pick the Astros. I feel like their offense is just still so good. And then I'll pick the World Series MVP to be Jose Altuve.
Altuve!
Hey,
Astros!
All right. I've got Astros Brewers here. I've got the Astros in six games. And again, I will pick Carlos Correa to win MVP.
Between the Chicago White Sox and Milwaukee Brewers, I'll be picking the White
Sox with Luis Robert.
The White Sox in six, Tim Anderson winning MVP in the World Series because Anderson is going to do some, like, crazy shit. Like, you know, Tim Anderson.
Are you really picking the White Sox to win the World Series?
Yeah, they have a 1.019 WRC plus.
They are the worst team in the playoffs.
Respectfully,
no. First off, okay, so in a playoff with the Red Sox, the Cardinals and the Yankees, if you think the White Sox are worse than all three of those teams, respectfully, you need to be
drug tested. I think the Yankees are better than the White Sox. Come on.
You aren't drugs, bro. You're just biased, though. That's just ex-Yankees bias.
Didn't they win, like, the same amount of games, and the Yankees were in a significantly harder division? Like, what?
But who cares?
If Tony La Russa wins the World Series, I'm done.
The Yankees have a worse team Sierra, a worse team ERA minus, a worse team FIP minus, a worse team XFIP minus, a worse team WRC plus, a worse team expected win on base average. I'm sorry. Like,
who cares?
Temo, if the Yankees were this, I do, because I think your roster quality, and I think the White Sox are a more talented roster than the Yankees are. And I think based on true, like, Eloy Jimenez is a better baseball player than, like, 99%. Like, he'd be like, what, our third or fourth best hitter? Like, our lineup sucks ass. It's terrible. We're going to start Gary Sanchez at catcher, and he's not the best catcher on the team. He's going to start. The wild card game. He's only going to start Cole starts.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe. But there's a chance that a terrible catcher plays for our team, like, starts. Right, and gets more starts than the better catcher. He sucks. He sucks.
Not very good.
He's not good.
All right, he's
our first
catcher, and he's a med defender. Like, he's not terrible. All right.
No, he's a below average defender and a below, and, like, an average hitter. So, you know.
He's an average league average here. He's an above league average.
But we have, you know, we have Rougned Odor starting at third base. Urshela is not, like, he is not a very good baseball player either. He is a solid baseball player. Tim Anderson clears.
You just don't care about.
Clears. Tim Anderson clears. Now, obviously, I think Gleyber is better than Cesar Hernandez, like, by far. Like, I think Gleyber is a much better hitter than a 95. Like, I think he's a 120 WRC plus hitter. So I trust Gleyber. I like Gallo over Jimenez.
This is useless. Like, they're never gonna. They're
Robert's
not
better than Gardner.
We need to move on.
Let's move on. Jack has questions. Let's answer some questions. What?
We talked 10 players first and then questions.
Oh, right. We never did that. Okay. I have the cumulative top 10 players list.
Stop. We're doing this the way we always do. The way I do. The way we, you know what I'm saying?
You want to do this the old way where we go around and like.
I think it's fun.
Just listen.
That's so much fucking work. Okay. At number 10, I have Rays shortstop, Wander Franco.
Oh, you want me to go?
I have Astros outfielder Kyle Tucker.
I'm going to replace Scherzer with Tucker. I forgot I didn't have Tucker here, so I'm just going to go Tucker.
All right.
That fucks up my list.
Ryan.
My bad. I forgot I didn't have Tucker here. I can't read.
I only have 9 players, so actually my number 10 is Scherzer.
I have 10 players for you.
My number 10. Wait, why? One.
I have five, Judge, six, Betts, seven. Cole, Burns, Correa, Turner. I don't have a number 4. I don't have number 7.
Spoiling
number
7. It,
I have Scherzer. I have Scherzer at number 10.
Who's your 7?
It just bump everyone up one.
Bregman. All
right. Scherzer number 10.
Bump everyone up one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because now that changes a lot of things.
Not bad. Not bad. It was a little
racist. You guys are a disaster.
That's very ironic coming from you, honestly.
All right.
I'm a disaster.
Let's do this quickly. Let's do this quickly. I'll start then Jack, Ryan, Jackson. Let's just go quickly.
Let's just go through it. That's fine.
All right. Number 10, I have we did number 10. Did everyone say the number 10?
Yes.
Wander Franco.
All right. At number 9. I have Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros.
9, I have Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros.
9, I have Luis Robert of Chicago White Sox.
Ooh.
Ooh.
At 9, I have Freddie Freeman.
That's racist.
At 8, I have Max Scherzer of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
At 8, I have Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros.
At number 8, I have top 30 player, Wander Franco.
No, you should have Franco. God. You should have Franco at 8, Jack.
Oh, my God.
Jack, why are you so stupid?
Franco's close to Bregman. Like that's
what did you facts. Say? Sorry. Ryan, what was your last player?
I said at number 8 have top 30 player Wander Franco.
Okay, Alex Bregman has 2 160 WRC plus seasons.
I have Rafael Devers. For all of it.
You have what?
Rafi Devers.
It's Red Sox bias, baby.
That's just insane. All right, at number 7, I have Trey Turner of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
At number 7, I have Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros.
At number 7, I also have Alex Bregman.
All right.
I have Trey Turner of the Los Angeles
Dodgers. Dude, Bregman and Correa are like the same person. All right.
That's just racist.
At number 6, I have Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros.
At number 6, I have Trey Turner of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
At number 6, I also have Trey Turner.
I have Carlos Correa.
At 5, I have Bregman.
At 5, I have Carlos Correa.
At number 5, I also have Carlos Correa.
I have Alex Bregman, former LSU Tiger.
Should I go ahead?
What?
And at number 4, I have Corbin Burns.
Number 4, I have Corbin Burns.
Number 4, I have the best pitcher in New York, Garrett Cole.
I have Corbin Burns.
At number 3, I have Garrett Cole.
At number 3, I have Garrett Cole.
At number 3, I have long hair merchant Corbin Burns.
Which is like, I actually wrote Burns in front of Cole on my sheet and then put in the spreadsheet wrong. So we're just going to stick with it. Cole and Burns are the same player. They're the same person.
I have Garrett Cole at number 3.
At number 2, I have Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees.
At 2, I have Mookie Betts.
At number 2, I have captain of the New York Yankees and King of New York, Aaron Judge.
Lindor's King of New York. You just don't know it yet. And
Lindor can't do shit.
Jackson, he sucks
ass. He's actually terrible.
I have Aaron Judge. All
right. And at number 1, I have the best player in the playoffs, Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts.
At number 1, I have balding 30-year-old Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I got Schmookie Wets too.
All right. And then in total, at number 10, we have Max Scherzer of the Los Angeles Dodgers. At number 9, we have Kyle Tucker, 8 Franco, 7 Turner, 6 Bregman, 5 Correa, 4 Burns, 3 Cole, 2 Judge, and Betts 1. Any objections? I don't love the Devers pick. I feel like it's a little bit crazy.
I believe Luis Robert is a better baseball player than Kyle Tucker in every facet of the game.
Yeah, except he gets injured all the time. You should try staying healthy, buddy.
Honestly, I feel like the only discrepancy this entire call has with Luis Robert and Kyle Tucker has happens to be with the color of their skin. And I judge people by their character and by their stats. And it seems like this.
Did you guys see who won NL reliever of the month?
Yeah, the guy from the Giants.
Doval.
Yeah,
it's a real person.
Camilo Doval.
Literally, they went to a lab and they did gene therapy on like.
Camilo Doval has always been like has always thrown gas though, hasn't he?
Oh, I can't. All right. So that concludes our top 10 players segment of this. We're going to go into questions now. You guys submitted on my Instagram story. You can follow me at MLB Nerds if you don't already. You probably are. So let's get started here. Underrated team going into the playoffs. I'll start here. I definitely think the Astros are getting kind of underrated by people because of the cheating shit and they're just super clueless or whatever. But I'll go with the Yankees here.
I like the Astros.
I will not go with the Yankees here because the Yankees are fucking awful and everyone's hyping them up. So
wait. What was the question? Can you repeat the question?
Who's the most underrated team going into the playoffs?
That's a very obvious answer. It's the team that runs Chicago, the Chicago White Sox.
No, the answer is the Brewers. Just so we're all clear.
Are the Brewers underrated?
I feel like everyone loves the Brewers right now.
Yeah.
It's because everyone's focused on the Giants and the Dodgers.
All right. Well, the
good thing is they have to play each other. So
I would agree that they're on the underrated side, but I would say that like there's not a single person who doesn't think the Astros are curb stomping the White Sox. I would say that's true.
It's definitely the one I'm most excited for.
Is that true?
What?
Right. That the White Sox are the team that everyone thinks going to get stomped in the first round, like universal.
Yeah, because they are.
Okay, so that makes them underrated because they're not.
No, it doesn't make them underrated because they're not that good.
When the White Sox compete and either A, win this series or
like,
make it close.
Okay, the Orioles would get curb stomped by the Astros too. It doesn't make them underrated.
The Yankees could get blown out.
I don't care how you're saying just because people think they're bad, they're underrated. People think they're bad because they're not that good.
No, because they are that good. That's the problem. You see, that's the problem here. You see, the Yankees, honestly, I'm at the point where I just want to be right. So, like, I think I would sacrifice the Yankees losing in the wild card game if it meant the White Sox beat the Astros in the postseason.
Okay, well, that's just insane. You're wrong.
I'm joking. I would do anything for the Yankees to win the World Series.
Anyway. You remember when Houston would always beat Cleveland in the playoffs? That's what's going to happen. It happened, like, I felt like every year.
Happen every year.
It's going to happen to the – they're just picking a new AL Central.
Okay. Let's move on to question here. Webb or Gosman for game one for the Giants? I would take Webb.
Webb.
Yeah.
Webb's better.
Webb.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Where is this fucking file?
How do we feel about the expanded playoff idea? And I'll go here first. I don't like it. I understand it. But the reason why the last part of the regular season was so entertaining was because we didn't have expanded playoffs. And I think to lose that kind of sucks. They'll probably do it, and I guess it makes sense from a marketing standpoint and from a revenue standpoint, but I would definitely say no. I would say I definitely like it without the expanded playoffs.
I wouldn't hate a three-game wild card, though.
But I also like the one game. I mean, if my team wasn't playing, the one-game illusion is great, but tomorrow I'm going to be like needing – anxiety.
Tomorrow, I'm going to laugh my ass off when the Yankees lose. I will just like.
I would just like to say, like, the idea of expanding the playoffs is just rewarding losers. Like, you're rewarding a team that won like 85 games. Like, here's a playoff.
Yeah,
like,
but there were teams that missed the playoffs this year that definitely like.
No, none of the teams that missed the playoffs this year deserved to make it. You didn't win enough games to make the playoffs. You did not deserve to make the playoffs. You had 162 games.
Yeah,
to get
but
it right.
Okay, but then when you say that, like expanding the playoffs from two teams, because it used to be two teams made the playoffs. Like, right. Do you think that 10 is too many? Because they didn't make it. All I'm saying, the Dodgers would not have made the playoffs the way that it was ran in the 1960s, which is wrong.
Correct, but I think that 10 is an appropriate number.
But you said like two teams
back when there were way fewer teams. There are 30 teams right now. I think one third of the league making it as of right now makes sense. Now, do they want to shift how you can qualify, how you become?
But I don't think it's the right one third.
Well, look, if you want to make an argument like divisions, we should get rid of those and just go with the five best. I can understand that. But if we're talking about how many teams should get in, I think it should just be five. I don't
think
the Blue Jays did. I think that the teams that made it deserve to make it. They played over 162 games. They had a better record than those two teams and therefore deserve to make it. I don't care about what you're – I don't care about, you know, and I know the Blue Jays, if they would have made it, like, I think they would have won the wild card game, but they didn't. They have to do better. You know, next season, you have to make the wild card game. You have to win more games than the people ahead of you.
A hot take, I don't think the Blue Jays are going to be as good next year because, like
– Yeah, no, I agree, but I'm just saying, like
– Like, I think this was their year, and honestly, I think if they made the playoffs, they had, like, a decent shot at winning the World Series. But
I agree.
But, like – They're about to lose their second best player. So,
look, next time if the Mariners like, well, maybe in the National League you would have made it. Okay, cool. That sucks. That sucks for you, honestly. But you're not in the National League, right? You're in the American League. You know what? You knew what the rules were coming into the season. You understand that if you outplay another team for 162 games, you make the playoffs. And if you don't, you don't. So, I just don't. I have a hard time feeling bad for teams. You know. Don't expand the playoffs. Keep it the way it is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful the way it is. It's beautiful. All right. It's God intended.
God intended. Jesus.
I don't even believe in God.
Are the Cardinals the new 2019 Nationals?
No.
Maybe.
No, but
the Brewers are the 2019 Nationals.
The Brewers are not a wild card team. So
yeah, but the Brewers have more parallels to them.
I think it's just hard to compare any teams to 2019 Nationals because you'd have to find a team that was like atrocious in the first 2 months and then played like one of the best teams in all of baseball.
I was more talking about like how the roster was constructed.
Yeah, like the pitching.
And a couple of really good hitters.
What's up?
I thought the question that was asked definitely was more towards what Ryan was answering and not like the roster parallels, but like the storyline, I think.
I think you just compare the Cardinals Sox teams. I think you compare the Cardinals to like the 2011 Cardinals, or the 2006 Cardinals. Like I think most of these Cardinal World Series teams of recent memory have just been kind of repeats on themselves. So if you wanted me to compare them to a World Series team, the 2011 Cardinals, I just think that they're just devil magic guys who shouldn't be playing the way they are playing their asses off and then going on to
win. I feel like the Giants have more devil magic than the Cardinals. Right?
No, because the Giants are like the 2011 Cardinals were like not that good like for most of the season and then played very well in the end. I think the Giants are just a surprise story throughout the entire season. They've won all year. They really haven't hit any cold spells.
Still devil man.
I'd say they're just an incredible
all their team. Guys are playing.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I'm just saying like I don't think it's like the 2011 Cardinals. Shout out to the I think coach. It's more like
right.
I think we should
I think we should go here. Okay. Anyone you predict going to have a crazy postseason? I think Carlos Correa for sure, Corbin Burns, Joey Gallo, and
I'm gonna stick with the Yelich pick.
Stick with those guys.
I think the guy who have the biggest WRC plus climb in the postseason, like I picked Robert to be the breakout guy or the guy who goes insane. But in terms of the biggest WRC plus climb, I think I'm going to go with I would want to go with a guy like I'm trying to think of someone on the Rays. You know, I'll go with Kiermaier. I'll say Kiermaier will post like a 120 WRC plus in the postseason and it'll be like, what? 30 points higher than what it was in the regular season. So I'll go with Kiermaier. He'll be like an above average of this postseason. Well above.
I will go with Christian Yelich.
Jackson.
I'll pick my ALCS and World Series guy, Wander Franco.
Okay. Got it. If you had to pick, Ryan already went. I would assume you guys would pick the Rays over the Yankees, correct?
I'll pick the Rays over everyone.
And
James. Yeah. Is that what the question is?
The question was, who would you rather have, the Yankees or Rays? Like, who do you think is better? And we already said
Rays.
And I knew Jim would say that, so I was checking with Jackson. How far are the Braves going? I don't think the Braves are going very far. I think they could win.
No, they are going to the minimum games they could possibly play. They're getting swept.
I mean, I could see them going to the NLCS. I just don't predict it. Like, I could see it. I just don't predict it.
Team least likely to win.
I think
they'll be the Braves. Be honest.
Team least likely to what?
Win it all. I think
they'll win it all.
Cardinals.
I'm going to say the Red Sox.
I feel like what's fun about this year is every team is good enough to win it.
Yeah.
Some years, you know, a team comes in and they just sneak in the wild card, or like they win their division, they can't win it. I think
every team. Yeah, that was the Seattle Mariners this year.
The Braves. I don't think the Braves. I
think really, the Braves got. I mean, Max Fried is good. They have
Austin Riley pitching staff. Raking.
I think the Acuna injury kind of fucks them over.
I think that's why they won't win the World Series or won't get past the first round. But I agree with Jackson in a sense that I think their pitching can carry them, you know, and they can get the right guys to get hot at the right time. I think the Red Sox got the lowest chance just because I think they're – well, I think – you know what? I'll go with the Cardinals because – no, but I'm picking a wild card team. Like, I don't think the Red Sox are worse than the Braves. Like, I think the Braves are better, are worse team than the Red Sox. I would say the Red Sox are closer to a, you know, the, but I think any team that's in the wild card would have to have the lowest chance, with the exception of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are so good. But I would say the Yankees, Cardinals, or Red Sox, because they're in the wild card. And I don't think they're that much better than the guys. They're going to just face teams better than them every step of the way. So
I feel like, I don't know. Let's do like two more questions.
Pitching wonder for the Rays. So who's going to start game one? And I'll let Jax answer this one first because I know he loves the Rays so much.
Who's going to start game one?
I
think it depends who wins the Yankees-Red Sox game, I would guess.
Well, give it one
game. Probably McClanahan or Baz. I would guess McClanahan. And then he'll go five. And then you have McHugh and Kittredge go the rest. Something like that.
I agree. Let's see. Let's do one more here. Best series game. Like, what's your favorite series to watch? Like, for
Dodgers Giants.
That's not guaranteed.
No, not a guarantee. Like a series that we sort of.
Oh.
Well, the only guaranteed one that I'm like really excited for is the Astros White Sox, but I'm not even that excited for it because I still think it's going to be a sweep.
I would say. At each round, ALDS, Yankees, Rays, ALCS.
But the Yankees, that's not happening.
ALCS, probably Astros. Who would pick the Astros? Rays would probably be good. But so would, no, Giants, no. Giant, I would say Astros, Rays, and then obviously the World Series.
I'm just going to go with one round that I think is going to be super exciting. I predicted the White Sox and the Rays would face off in the LCS, and I think that would be a phenomenal series. I think that you're going to see two really young teams, a lot of young players, and I think that'd be really fun. I would love to see Shane Boz and Lucas Shealy to go head-to-head in game two of the ALCS. I think that would be great for baseball. I think it'd be a great pitching matchup. So I'm going to go. I think the White Sox and the Rays are going to face off, and I think it's going to be a great series. Really good stuff.
And Jackson.
Oh, I think Dodgers Giants is the one, but I would say Yankees Red Sox wildcard game is going to be real fun too.
That's great. That's a great pick.
All right,
cannot wait for that game tomorrow night.
I'm going to be stressing.
Jackson, this doesn't even matter for you. It's like it was like the Knicks last year. I didn't like. It was cool that we made it, but like
no, but the Red Sox actually have a. Okay chance.
Like, also it's a do or die game. Like I feel like when the Knicks went down 3-1, like it's like okay, we're playing game also, five for
I just
five,
don't so. Want to lose to the Yankees.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
Like there's a pride thing there.
It's also a pride thing, yeah. I mean,
was it not a pride thing to lose that little motherfucker Trae Young?
No, really. But I don't hate the Hawks the way I hate the Red Sox.
Yeah.
The Red Sox hate us. It's different.
Fuck the Hawks.
Yeah, no, I hate them, but like I feel like it's like I can't compare any hatred for any team that I have the way I hate the Red Sox. Maybe the Steelers, but that's not the same. It's a hatred, but it's not Red Sox Yankees. If you get what I'm saying,
it was also
I've grown up hating the Red
Sox. I don't even hate.
Like, I consider betrayal.
I don't like them, but I don't hate the Cardinals. Like
if I went out with someone and I was like on a date with them and they put on like a Red Sox jersey, like. I would consider it like I think it's a personal offense. Like I would take, I think that's a
personal offense.
I'd rather them honestly call me right.
And
if they call me racial slurs.
Ryan's getting to weird heavy hypothetical
things.
That'll do for this episode of the Deep
Drive. I don't think any of us are in the position to
decline anyone based on. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Deep Drive Pod. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at MLB Nerds. Make sure to follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Garcia. Make sure to go follow James on Twitter.
Don't do it.
I don't think he gives a fuck, but go follow him anyways and then troll him at James Valentinez. And make sure to go give Jackson a follow on Twitter at Jackson Dells too. It's been a deep drive to left field by Castellanos. We'll see you in the next episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.